I did not know that you were a carpentry aficionado, as revealed by your column today.
Some years ago, I wrote a column for the Post for their general outlook section about a bird feeder that I decided to build. And I went to Stroh Snyder's Hardware in Bethesda, bought the parts. You know, this is all top of my head. I don't fool around with plans.
No, who needs that?
And I used some scrap parts. I had a wheel from a tire, which was attractive as well. It's useful.
For a bird feeder.
Bird feeder.
Okay,
and
great.
And made it. It collapsed. Rebuilt it. It collapsed. Rebuilt it. The squirrels ate everything. I put a squirrel guard on it. It collapsed. I think finally at the very end it collapsed and stayed collapsed or rolled down a hill, and I figured the feeder, and this is years ago now, cost me $239, and I wrote a piece for the Post and recouped $75. So yes and no as a carpenter.
The reason that I say that is because your column today uses one of the old saws.
Let's
see what I did there.
Of
carpentry, which is measure twice, cut once.
Right.
Regarding the federal workforce.
You know, the first time I ever heard that or that paid any attention to it was Stephen Covey. Remember some years ago, the six things, and he said that on stage, and I thought that's pretty good, pretty good review for life. But yeah, and the idea there, I mean, I was hoping it's a catchy headline to lure people in, but the idea is, you know, Congress is out to cut. And the administration is out to cut, and it's just a matter of who gets there first, which plan prevails, as always in this town. Same old, same old. But sometimes you think people, maybe there are two motivations. One is they just want to cut for cut's sake, and they want to be able to say, go back to their constituents and say, I cut this bloated bureaucracy 10%, and we did it for you. I think some others, it's just a magic, it could be a magic number. And a congressman years ago told me, he said, if I can get a bill with the word reform in it, I've got an automatic 200 votes. No matter what it is, if it says reform, because everybody wants to be associated with reform. But I've gotten some interesting emails from listeners, readers, some today about the column, but you know, we've been hitting this theme pretty heavily. The cuts are coming, and where are they coming from, and what will be the impact? But this one guy, he said, they do know what they're doing. He said, they being some of these people, they don't like the government. They would like to see it fall on its face. And these are the ones that are going after the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, when you think about it, you're running a deficit. You need money desperately. So what's the one place you don't cut? It's the Internal Revenue Service, unless you want to protect some constituents, maybe some very rich constituents, and or you just want the whole thing to fall apart and start all over again.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
There is some great response to some of these themes in your column today at federalnewsradio.com. And I imagine you'll probably talk about this stuff on your turn tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow, the long-term care insurance open season is ending June 24th.
Right.
I believe that's next Friday. So people have a little over a week and a half to get in under these easy underwriting things. I think they only have to answer three questions as opposed to 10 or 8 or many more. And it's something that people really ought to look about. I get up on a soapbox about that, but my mother was a retired government worker. In fact, tomorrow would be her 91st birthday.
Oh, wow.
She died several years ago. But at the end, she had an accident which sort of triggered the dementia. And she, but thanks to her Social Security, her civil service annuity, and long-term care insurance that I kind of nagged her into buying, she had, as to the extent you can in a situation like that, she had a good quality of life, again, all things considered, and she didn't bankrupt, she had dignity, and she didn't bankrupt her family, which is mostly me, because of this. So I'm very passionate about long-term care, but going to have some experts on who are going to say, who needs it, at what age do you need it,
excellent,
what's it for, and then we're going to be talking with Steve Watkins from the Federal Times, and he's going to sort of lace it all together and tell us what's happening on the legislative front for federal workers and retirees.
All right, great stuff. Your turn's tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Are you going to bring any carpentry tools to the show?
I will cut twice and measure once.
No,
you're right. Okay. You see what happened to my birdhouse?